back in the day when he used to work at Meridian Township, and I used to record those township meetings. Steve, how are you?
Well, good, Tony, but I think we mean Lansing City Hall.
Excuse me, Lansing City Hall, and also where we used to work together in the sports department. Now, that was fun, covering sports.
Absolutely. It sort of, you know, helps to put a perspective on some of the political nonsense from time to time, to remember that there's life outside of politics.
Well, you said it right. It does sound like political nonsense. What's going on with the Ingham County Road Commission, and now it's seeped over into the Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting. What was surprising to hear was that the Democratic chair, Mr. Mark Grebner, called for the resignation of the Ingham County Road Commission Board. Were you surprised to hear that?
I was surprised to see the resolution that Mark has drafted. The reality is, I think it's something that all the Republicans and several of the Democrats may be willing to get behind collectively. And remember that, you know, if you live in Okemos, if you live in Hazlitt, if you live in Lansing Township, you're represented by a Democrat on the County Board of Commissioners, but you're still dependent upon what the Ingham County Road Commission does to clear the road in front of your house.
Steve, you're a no-nonsense guy. I know you don't want to be dealing with drama like this. What's at the core of all this? Because, you know, we've been trying to get different folks to tell their story when it comes to this issue. And from what we hear, the genesis was that the Ingham County Road Commission employees, number one, weren't given the same opportunity to attain jobs, and this comes from a minority person who believes that other people overtook this individual for a job. And it also, and this is from a conversation I had with Deb DeLeon, she believes that if you look at the makeup of the county when it comes to minorities and females, the makeup of the county is not represented with the makeup of the workforce on the Ingham County Road Commission. What's your take on all that?
Well, let's roll the clock back a little bit. I've been on the Board of Commissioners for 7 years. And in that 7 years, the total number of employees for the Ingham County Road Commission has gone from 108 to 71. So they've got a third less employees now than when I began on the Board of Commissioners 7 years ago. When you're retrenching from 108 employees to 71, how many promotional opportunities do you have?
A lot less.
Exactly. I mean, you do the arithmetic. So, you know, I think that, you know, the history during my 7 years on the Board of Commissioners of employment opportunities for minorities in the Ingham County Road Commission has been commendable. You know, we have a composition of our employee base at the Road Commission that is comparable to what the county is. What we don't have is a composition of the workforce that is comparable to the service district they're taking care of. That is, if you exclude the cities, which do their own work, you know, East Lansing, Lansing, Mason, Williamston, Leslie, if you take those out of the equation, where the Ingham County Road Commission is not the primary, you know, road servicing agent, we actually have a disproportionate minority employment compared to what the population is of the service area the Road Commission takes care of. But, you know, I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on what we need to do is get the job done. I don't care whether the truck driver who goes down Pine Tree Road is a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care whether the truck driver who goes down Pine Tree Road is male or female. I don't care whether the truck driver who goes down Pine Tree Road is white, black, Hispanic, or otherwise. All I want to make certain is that we do the job efficiently and safely. And the morale issue is such at the Road Commission because everybody there is wondering who's the next to be a target. You know, the morale is creating a safety issue out there, and we're hitting winter when safety issues are going to be the most critical. And until we have this swirl of confrontation that surrounds everything that Shirley Rogers, one of the worst appointments we've ever made to any board, you know, manages to continue all by herself, then we need to find a solution to get Shirley Rogers and that controversy gone so that the everyday Road Commission employees can get the jobs done well and safely, you know, every day without having to worry about, is there a target on my back next?
All right, final question for you. This motion has been tabled. What do you think will happen in 2 weeks? Do you think that the group as a whole, the Ingham County Board Commissioners, will vote for the and ask for the resignation of all the board members for the Ingham County Road Commission?
Well, let me give a calendar perspective on that slightly differently, and that is the Board of Commissioners has 3 meetings left this year, and then we take a hiatus till the end of January. I don't think that we want to take a chance that this issue continues to have to swirl past our last meeting of this year, which is the second Tuesday of December. And, you know, we need to go ahead and move expeditiously. You know, we need to go ahead and say, this is what we want to do going forward and what we can do. And what Mark Grebner outlined last night is a very realistic position on what the Board of Commissioners can do, which is that we can ask them all to step down in 60 days. That is all the members of the Road Commission Board, every single one of them, not just Shirley Rogers, who's the worst, but every single one of them. And we're talking about a woman who couldn't get reelected to her own condo board, for heaven's sakes. But in any event, if that's what it takes, is to have a clean sweep, we ought to do the clean sweep or ask for the clean sweep by the time we're done meeting in December, so that when the Board of Commissioners resumes its meetings at the end of January, you know, we can start with a fresh slate, you know, and have a working agenda. And, you know, and that's where we need to do going forward.
Steve Dugan is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, Tony.